Alt Down Under. Turn this banger up. Not a pom, judging Aussie tunes. Aussie music, mate. Alternative Down Under. Alternative Down Under.
Hello, it's episode 27 of Alt Down Under with me, Luke Scanlon. Welcome back, guys, to yet another episode, another dose of Indian alternative acts from Australia and beyond. Those that come on tour down here, those that are making records here, the place where I interview artists all about their creative journeys, what inspires their writing, and what gives them the zest to their creative lives. And in this episode, an interview I'm so pumped to bring to you, an artist that has been in my life for a few years, someone I've listened to a lot during my time here in Australia. And with a new album on the horizon set to land on the 7th of November, it was the perfect time to chat with the fantastic Stella Donnelly. So it's a big, big interview with Stella. I'll be chatting all about that aforementioned third album, Love and Fortune, which is with us on the 7th of November. And just a lovely, lovely chat with Stella, finding out what's been going on in the years between the albums. Last one that came out, Flood, which was her second album, that was 2022. So what has she been doing with her time in between the two records? Bit of introspection going on. And it was great to hear how Stella just gave herself a nice little breather, some time to reconnect with some friends, and just finds that joy again in songwriting. So yeah, a brilliant chat coming up, and a very busy and exciting little period for Stella as well. An Australian tour, as well as heading over to my homeland, over to the UK and Europe in 2026 too. So it is all systems go for Stella Donnelly. That chat coming up very soon.
Alternative Down Under.
Alrighty. Been a lot going on. Been lining up a lot of interviews. I've got a few in the can ready to go. So I'm very pumped. It's starting to get a little bit silly now, isn't it? With summer on the horizon here in Australia, more and more plans are being made. There's gigs popping up. There's festivals happening. More artists are being added to bills. Oh, it's great. I'm kind of like, my inbox is just on fire at the moment with people being like, hey, this band's going on tour. They're going over here. They're releasing a new album. It's so good. It's so fun to be a part of. And I can't wait for the good weather to come as well. It's felt like a long, cold winter in Melbourne. And now I'm just battling allergies. I'm sipping on a lovely little peppermint tea as we speak. Got a bit of a sore throat. Don't know if you can hear the bit of a gravelly undercurrent to my voice today. But yeah, Jesus, hay fever is not the one. But alas, enough of that goddamn moaning. What have I been up to? Well, popped down to see some great live music at the weekend at the Gem in Melbourne. Saw Kate Alexander play. She was very good. A nice little sweaty front room performance in the little corner pub there. And yeah, just such a good little venue, and one that has a real sense of putting live music front and center and just right at the core of what that pub's about. It's great. And we need those venues, don't we? We need those little venues to give people a little leg up, give artists their first taste of playing live, or if they've been on the circuit for a long time, just a place to come back to and perform to a crowd. And those little intimate venues, man, they do hit a bit different, don't they, when you're literally within touching distance of the artist. On a larger scale, I just went and saw a band that have been very, very close to my heart across the last few years. A band called Wonder Horse. You might have seen on our socials, I shared a little video, a story behind my journey to seeing Wonder Horse finally after 3 years. It was so long. And they finally were in town. I saw them at the Forum, and my God, they did not disappoint. Jacob Slater, I don't know what it is about that man. As a songwriter, absolutely out of this world good. But as a performer, he's arguably a better performer than he is a songwriter. And I know that's a bold statement, but shit a brick. Unbelievable. They were just so good, and the crowd were absolutely jumping. And I don't think there's too many bands that have that raw level of emotion when they're on stage and just fully, fully wrapped up in the songs that they play. It's so good to see, and you can't help but get suckered in by that. And my pals and I that I went with, we were having a chat before the gig, and we had a little debrief at the pub afterwards. And I have to say, in terms of bands from the UK, from the motherland, I do think they are numero uno at the moment. They are right up there, man. I don't think there's anyone on their level within the indie post-punk space. They're just unmatched, I think. Two albums in, huge following already. They get some great figures if you do pay attention to that stuff. But man, just, I'm very excited to see where they go next. They've had quite an intense little period. Midas, the second album, dropped in 2024. They've pretty much been hammering the touring ever since. They were actually meant to be supporting Fontaines when I saw them play in St. Kilda back in February. Or was it in March? February, March time. But they had to drop out for personal reasons. So I'm hoping it's not a case of the band burning themselves out, and we'll have plenty more Wonder Horse new music coming our way, as well as plenty more tours, because, geez, they just seem to be getting better and better. And seeing tracks such as Leader of the Pack, Arizona, Teal, these have really been big songs of my life across the last couple of years, and particularly Teal. I think anyone can kind of connect to that song. It's one of those one-off songs, I think, Teal. It's got a real magic to it and a depth to it that you don't always get in a lot of music from bands similar to Wonder Horse. So yeah, it's unbelievable to see it live, and just to see the reaction from the crowd was something very, very special indeed.
Alternative Down Under.
All right, what about some other new music then? Well, a few little numbers I've been listening to and a few little bands I've been listening to recently. Big fan of this group at the moment. I've never been much of a runner with music. I actually do mention in the interview with Stella that I was listening to her track Baths, which came on randomly. It's off the new album, Love and Fortune. And it came on randomly during a run, and that would just put me in the most serene little, the coasting mode, which probably isn't actually ideal for a run. But this band, very much on the other end of the spectrum, Nancy and the Jam Fancies, A, what a fucking name, and B, whoa, have they got some bangers. Go and listen to them, man. Honestly, they've got some fucking great songs out there at the moment. And their album, Swan Songs, is well worth your attention. That came out at the start of the year. And just, yeah, full of some fucking proper meat on the bones, decent punk. So go and get yourselves into that one. Another artist who I've just been obsessed with in the last couple of weeks, and hopefully soon be chatting to here on Alt Down Under, is the brilliant Wilson. Her album is coming out very soon, out this week indeed. That album goes by the name of Bloom, but have a little listen to this. This is a track off that forthcoming album. This is The Way. Of that. So that is very much feeding into the soul narrative that's been going on here on Alt Down Under. Another artist that I've seen recently, did a little in-store at Sound Merch, is the brilliant Bumpy, who's also just had an album out. Just bloody great vocals. Again, Wilson and Bumpy, two brilliant soul singers that you should get on your radar right away, let me tell you. And another couple of bands, Bean Magazine, Folly. What a little EP that is. There's a track on there called Chippy Fur, which is just, man, I don't know how else to say this other than sumptuous guitars. I'll now move on to the last little recommendation. The brilliant Bel Air Lip Bombs, who also are soon to be on the show. It's all go here on Alt Down Under. But, oh man, one of the best little indie bands out there in Australia. Their new album also coming at us. That'll be with us on Halloween. And that album is called Again. But yeah, you might have heard this single already. One of the lead singles off that album. This is Don't Let Them Tell You It's Fair. Make you a star, hold on to my arms, and let out all the grief in your heart. Well, I know they think it's funny, they've got all the money, look what I've become, just start to talk to me. Very much enjoyed my own old school radio presenter introduction to that one, so well done me. And yeah, there's just a few of the tracks that are on my radar at the moment.
Alternative Down Under.
Okay, all right, let's get into this episode's featured artist interview. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is an artist that has just been doing their own thing, building a huge fan base, and just taking some time to really craft their new album. The wonderful Stella Donnelly.
I love you, baby. Scared to be near you.
Stella Donnelly, welcome to All Down Under.
Thanks for having me.
How are you? What's going on? Are you busy? Are you tired? New album coming out? What's happening?
I am busy and tired, but I'm also really excited and having a great time at the moment. Just like loving the change in season here in Melbourne, as I'm sure you are as well. I don't know, it just brings with it something, there's a something magic in the air. Everyone's kind of like got a flirty energy about them all of a sudden. It's a good vibe. It's a good time to be putting out music. You know, I'd rather be putting out music now than winter.
I have to say, me and some friends just booked a place for Christmas down the peninsula for like a couple of nights. And I was like, feel like the gears are in motion, like silly season's coming. Everyone's getting a bit stupid. It's going great. I've also got Oasis coming to town in less than a month. So
exciting.
Huge day.
Yeah, great.
Huge day.
Prospects.
I know.
Big prospect.
I think that's going to be a good week long recovery after that gig, I reckon. So we'll see how we go. So Stella, I wanted to just, because a lot of the themes on the new album are like kind of this sense of returning home and finding a sense of yourself and doing a bit of an introspective look at yourself, I guess. But I just want to take things back because I love to hear about people's family, where they're from. Because when I came across you about 3 years ago, I think, and I was like, Stella Donnelly, what a name that is. And I was like, because my surname's Irish, I'm half Irish. So it's definitely Irish, but you're actually Welsh. Is that right?
Yeah, so I'm Irish on my dad's side, but his family moved to Australia a few generations ago. And then my mum was born in Wales. So I feel, and I grew up, I spent a lot of my childhood in Wales. I went to Welsh school.
Okay, cool.
I speak Tamed Bach Gymraeg, a little bit of Welsh. And so I definitely feel more Welsh than Irish in a way, but I'm also super glad that I'm Irish.
There you go. Yeah. I always said it. I'm glad I've got a bit of it in there as well. Yeah. That's great because Wales is such a beautiful country as well. It's so cool. Do you ever pop back at all? Have you got family over there still?
Yeah. So all of my mum's family is still there. All of my family is still there. So yeah, I go back as much as I can. I forever feel like, you know, there's always this feeling of like, do I just go and move back to Wales and live in the valley somewhere and just, you know, be that person? I'm sure you know, being from overseas and living in a place, you're always kind of questioning whether you're in the right place, whether this is the right home, you know, whether this is the right spot. So that's something I'll always grapple with, I think. Yeah.
Absolutely. Honestly, you are speaking the truest of words to me there, Stella, because it's like I've got some Aussie mates, but I've also got a lot of Brits because you end up just like doing the same. I don't know how it happens. You end up just like going to a gig or whatever and it's a Brit there and you end up chatting. It is a thing that's constantly in the back of your head. So it's quite interesting to hear that is like, because obviously that makes up your wider identity anyway, being from having ties to a different place and stuff like that. So yeah, that's lovely to hear. So on to new album, November 7th. It's all go. First album in a few years. Tell us about the journey that's been going on and why. It's a fair amount of time between the last album. Tell us about what's been going on and how you've arrived at the point where you feel like it's right to release this now.
Well, I kind of, you know, I toured pretty hard from after Beware of the Dogs and Flood. They were my last two albums. And so I kind of was beginning to go like, okay, what does the next thing look like for me? Like, what is that going to be? I'm not feeling like fully in myself at the moment. You know, I'd been touring a lot. I was missing a lot of my friends who aren't musicians. And I was kind of just like feeling a little bit isolated. So I made the decision to kind of like have a little break and just to see how I felt and just to kind of approach it with a bit of curiosity in a way of like, okay, let's just see what happens if I stop? Will I write music again? Or was that it? You know, cause the last thing I wanted was to push some fucking thing up a hill, that wasn't really true to me, you know? So that was like what I wanted to avoid completely, was ending up accidentally kind of like trying to make another record and push something that wasn't right. So I stopped. I got a job in a bakery. I worked with a bunch of other musicians in that bakery. We listened to music all day. I started playing in other bands, my friends' bands, and came home from work at the end of each day and started writing music. So that was a relief. I was like, okay, I still like it.
Still got it, baby.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I still got it, but I still like it, you know?
I can confirm, Stella, you've still got it. You've still got it.
But yeah, so I guess like it was just like, it was just trying to test the waters there. And it was a scary decision. It was a risky decision. It was a financially risky decision. You know, it was all of those things. But I was like, this has to happen. Like, otherwise I'm just going to burn myself even further out.
Yeah, that's nice to hear that you kind of, you gave yourself that, I guess, a level of freedom to go and do something else and kind of reconnect with people that aren't within the music sphere. Because I can imagine as an artist, like, do you have a voice in the back of your head that when you are, you mentioned there, you don't want to push something up the hill for the sake of it and just create an album, but do you have a voice in the back of your head a lot of the time that's like, Stella, make music, what are you doing? That kind of gets at you a little bit?
I have the opposite voice where I'm making music and there's a voice in my head going, you're shit. So that's the voice I'm trying to fight at the moment. I'd love for the voice that's like, hey, make more music to appear more. So yeah.
Awesome. That was going to go one of two ways, that question. Yeah. And it went the other way. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. That's cool. So you've had a few singles out off the new album already, which I'm very much a fan of. I had a lovely moment the other day. I've got the singles on my like current playlist and like it was just on shuffle and I went for a run and Baths came on and it was like the most like serene little jog I've ever been for in my life. And I was almost like, thank fuck, I needed my heart rate to come down. So that's done me a huge favor. I was reading the notes behind that track. Please tell the story behind that, because it seems like such a cool little, also slightly bizarre way to come about creating a song.
Totally. Wow. As someone that goes running to kneecap, I feel like running to bar would definitely slow you down. So I'm sorry. Have
you ever tried to take this? Yeah, it fucked my personal best. Yeah.
So yeah, Baths came about, like, I'd been humming that melody for a very long time. And I think it came from when my dad and I used to kind of sing duets together, and there's a trad song. I think it's an Irish song, but it's called Dark Eyed Sailor. And, we used to do the harmonies together and it had a very similar kind of melody run to that. And so that had always been swilling around in my head. And then whenever I was having a shower and the fan was on, or whenever I was like swimming laps at the pool and I could hear the pool filter, the melody would come back and I would kind of just be humming along. And then, so I was like, okay, well, that's pretty cool. Maybe the pool filter or something is like a droning bagpipe or a droning sort of like, you know, instrument.
That nice deep level sound, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just going to kind of build something around it. And then I was thinking about like being in the womb, and like while mum was pregnant with me, I know she's a nurse and she was going to a lot of like rallies, like for like unions, like to be
better. Okay, yeah, sure, better like pay, that. Yeah.
And she would go to lots of marches around climate and lots of things, really. And so I love the idea of me being this little baby bouncing around in a womb next to probably a bunch of other women who were screaming for their rights. And I just, that to me, I just feel like that needed a verse. And then I just started kind of growing it from there and thinking about, you know, my dad and how we're all getting older and then just bringing it back to present. And the final verse is that I'm just standing in the change rooms at the Brunswick Baths with chlorine all over me and feeling kind of happy because I just swum laps, which I never do. So I was having endorphin release. And yeah, it's kind of a weird song, but I like it.
I like it too. Yeah, it's nice that theme of water, really, because, well, without getting very, very deep, it's the source of life and it gives you stories. So that's really nice to hear. I also wanted to chat about Feel It Change, because I've got the highest praise ever for you. I think you shared maybe 2-3 weeks ago a clip of that, probably when it came out, and I reshared it. And my mum was like, blimey, what the hell is this? She was like, massive fan of it. She was like, lovely song and a beautiful woman. So I have to pass on the feedback to you, Stella. So that is probably the highest feedback you'll ever get. If mum is impressed, you've done well.
Wow. I I'll just quit music now. I'm going to leave this. That's amazing. I love it. I love impressing mums. That is like a joy of mine.
There's no need for the top tier gongs or anything like that. Just get the mums on board and you're doing all right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Luke's mum.
No worries. I'll pass that on. With that track as well, I really like the guitar in that because it kind of sounded like, to me on first listen, like sound like a new track, but it kind of had similar raw and pure guitars that we've seen on Old Man before. Because you've obviously been on this journey across the last few years and seeking out new sounds. When you are creating songs, because I guess you still want to keep a sense of yourself within the tracks, is that quite hard to do when you're sitting down and putting the new songs together? Because you kind of, I suppose one side of you want it to be like, I've been away for a while, I need to be new, but I need to still be me.
Yeah, I didn't have any of the sort of, I wasn't thinking so much. Thankfully, in that space, I was aiming pretty low in terms of like, I'm going to be putting this record out independently is what I thought. And, you know, there was no label waiting for me to make a record at that time. And so I thankfully only had myself and maybe like a live setting in mind when I made this record, which is, I feel very, very lucky to have been able to have that experience. But yeah, feel it change kind of like I set myself limitations for each song on the record where it's like, I'm going to let myself be petty on this song. I'm going to let myself be a kind of righteous prick on this song. And, you know, even just from the first line, like, I made a wish upon a satellite that you'd come over, tell me I was right. Like, I was like, that's embarrassing to admit that that's something I wish was happening. But I'm going to let myself be that bratty character for this song. And I'll make up for it in the next song where I'll do Year of Trump, which is all about my guilt. So that was kind of the goal, was to kind of let myself be ugly.
I reckon, not to pour water on your fire, I don't reckon ugly is the right word. I think it's more of a, like, more of a beautiful thing, if anything, because you're allowing yourself to be like, all right, I am human. I am a bit of a dick at times. I am sensitive at times, as we all are. I think that's really nice. And that's like nice to hear that that's how you went about things, because listening to those tracks and Year of Change, I was going to ask you, no, Year of Trouble, sorry. I'm mixing up song titles here.
Fine.
Love that. And like you're talking about, it's all been my fault and the guilt element. And it's really cool to know and to see that you can be so open on a song. Was that like a big step for you, or did it just feel like this is where I'm at right now?
It was a really big step for me because I'd always been really open in my songs in the past, but none of my songs were ever about a friendship ending or things that I wasn't feeling that great about, you know? So it was a difficult place to be honest from, because it's very complicated and confusing and a lot of shame around that. So yeah, it was challenging. And, you know, that's why I produced the record myself. That's why it's only got, you know, my close bandmates on it. It's why, you know, I did it kind of in hiding and because yeah, it was a big step. And I think the thing for me is like I needed to make this record so that I could make more music. And every time I tried to write a song not about this topic, it just kept coming through. They were like, yeah. So I had to make this record to move on and take a step forward towards whatever's next.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, just freeing yourself of it, I guess. I think also I wanted to ask you about that, about the sense of like having friendships ending. And so I think we're roughly a similar age. And I think as you get older, it's probably a bit harder to make like proper friends. And I've actually had a chat with friends of mine about this very topic. And it's quite interesting because I think in this ultra connected world that we're living in right now, it's harder to get those really good friendships. But then also I think it puts a bit of a unrealistic spin on friendships because you're connected all of the time. And that's not how things are meant to be. And I don't know if you think this as well. I actually kind of think there's lifelong friends that you have, but then there's also people that come into your life that are just there for that moment. And that's what they're there for. That's the whole point of that friendship.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really interesting take. I haven't thought about that. I guess you're so right. We are so connected in so many ways. And I think I hold on to my friendships very strongly, I think. And so that's why it probably hurt so much when you know, I wasn't able to anymore. And, you know, there was, and it's so different from a romantic situation, you know. You know, you break up with a partner and you're like, okay, yeah, that was shit. But, you know, I feel like a friendship is like, that's speaking almost to your soul.
Mm-hmm. You know, big time. It's harder to get over.
Yeah, it's so much deeper and harder to get over. There's never one person that's just completely innocent in the story. And, you know, it's just like, it's a messy, messy thing. So
it is indeed. Yeah, fair enough. One on that as well, with the whole connected world, I've seen quite a bit, funny enough, online about, obviously you've got bands like King Gizzard taking their stuff off of Spotify other than a few songs. And like more and more artists seem to be doing that. For someone that's been away from it for a little while and getting back in the game, as it were, how have you found getting back into it and like having to get onto the promo tour? You're having to sit here wasting your time talking to people like me. How have you found that? And like, because it's quite a lot for artists these days, because it's like, I've read, you know, you're not only a musician, you've got to be on social media, you've got to do X, Y, Z. Is it a massive pain in the ass? Do you enjoy it? Where do you stand on it?
I have always used my platform to speak out on issues that have deeply affected me, like not as in personally affected me, but, you know, looking at what's happening in Gaza right now. I want to, you know, use the platforms that I have to call that out and speak about it and spread that message. As long as I can keep doing that and being authentic in that way, I don't mind talking to people about, you know, my music and those sorts of things. And yeah, I mean, it's challenging sometimes, because in these interviews, I'm kind of trying to remember what it's all about, what I've written about, you know, so please forgive me, you know, like, yeah, a bit slow on that sense. But yeah, I mean, press is, it's a conversation between two people. It's slightly strange because I don't get to ask you any questions, and that's like usually how I roll, is I usually deflect myself and kind of go like, what about you? So
yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, very strange. Could you imagine if this was like we'd met up for a coffee and this is how it worked? I'd be like, it's really weird, she never asked anything about me.
Actually, often I'll come off interviews feeling a bit like, ooh, because I'm so used to like being like, who are you? Like, you know, what did you eat first? What's your star sign? Da, 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 da. And so, yeah, it's a strange format, but it is what it is. And it's talking to people like you is lovely. So yeah, please. Yeah.
It's likewise. Lovely to chat to you. Right. Well, Stella, if you're ready, we can build your dream gig venue.
Okay.
I'll have 2 pints, please. Fuck, I love this bed. Get us a couple of frothies, mate. Yeah, boy, yeah. Where are you going to have your dream gig, mate? The dream gig venue. Step this way.
Okay, Stella Donnelly, I am excited to see what you've got for me. I feel like you're not backing yourself, but I say back yourself, sister. First up, can you please give me the name of your venue and what capacity you would like to give it?
So the name of the venue is the Supernatural Amphitheatre at in Meredith.
So, fuck yeah, love that. Okay, nice. I'm actually going to Meredith for the first time this year.
Oh, really? Okay, well, yes. You're very lucky, because it's the greatest festival in the world. Meredith and Golden.
Unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you played either of those?
No, which is why this is my dream gig.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah, okay, beautiful. Yeah, I'll clip this and send it to the... Because I know who's doing the PR for Meredith, so I'll send it to them.
Please do.
A message from Stella.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, and dress code, what are you having?
Well, Meredith always has its own weird, wacky conglomerates of dress codes. I had a group of friends dress up as characters from The Nanny one time. I've also watched a collection of brides just walk past me in the mud one year. And what else? I want to leave people to their own devices with the dress codes, but I do want to see group group efforts being made, you know, across
the board. Okay, I got you. Yeah, nice. I have to say, though, if depending on what time of day it was and where you were stood, if you were in like the middle of trees and you saw a group of brides coming towards you, that would be fucking terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It is terrifying. Yeah, you got to be in the right headspace for it, you know?
Yeah, Christ. Bloody. Imagine getting rolling out of your tent first thing in the morning. You see a bump, like really hanging, and you just see that. You're like, what the hell's going on? Okay, with that in mind, free drink, free food. What's everyone
okay,
having?
So I want to clarify that I would love my set time to be at, say, like 2 p.m. on day two. So
I'm glad how specific you went on that. I was really hoping you would, and you delivered. So thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to be, I'm not asking for headlining. I'm not asking for sunset. Like, I know there are better people for that slot, but I would love to be at 2 p.m. just as people are still feeling a little gooey from the night before, but there's a certain energy in the air. There's a certain like, okay, we're doing this again. It's time. Everyone's had a little bit of breakfast. So the food and the drinks that I'd like to give out from the stage, I'd like to hand everyone like a fizzy sort of orange juice that has like electrolytes in it.
Unbelievable. Bring me back to life.
Yeah, I want to bring people back to life in every way. And they're also going to get some sort of like peanut butter protein sort of bar, but like not a gross one, like a nice yummy one. That just gets the stomach, you know, just a little like reset.
Perfect. That's amazing. I'm a big fan. I'm going to have to add that word to my repertoire, gooey.
Gooey.
That's a great way of describing it. The next day, I'm a little bit gooey.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because
when I first came to Oz, I was like, dusty.
Dusty?
I haven't heard that before.
Dusty is good too.
Yeah.
Dusty is good.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the support act. So obviously I wouldn't be having, I would be the support act, but I would love, Trish from Broadcast is no longer with us, but I would have loved to see Broadcast play live. I would love for David Byrne to be on the lineup.
Oh my God, yeah. He's coming to Melbourne soon, isn't he?
I know. Yeah.
I'm real. I need to try and get to that actually.
Yeah, for sure. And then I'd also love like for my peers to be on the lineup. So I'd love to see like Rolling Blackouts. They've already played a sunset slot at Golden Plains, but let's get them back.
I would love to see them. Yeah.
Jack Gaby, Hannah McKittrick, Ulla, all artists that I would love to just get to kind of hang out with for Golden Plains Festival.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be so good. And finally then, to end it all, who would you have running the front door security?
Who would I have? Maybe like Monet Exchange and a bunch of like drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race. And they would just be letting
That'd be so in. Good.
Like they'd just be, it wouldn't, there'd be no security per se. They would just be doing dickhead filters like, and then that would be fine.
Yeah. I reckon in that sense, it's not really a case of security. It's a case of vibe checking everyone. Yeah,
absolutely.
Unreal. I love that. Drag queens doing vibe checks and then just fizzy drinks with electrolytes and protein bars. One hell of a venue.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I need to get down there. And before we wrap things up, Stella, your big tour, I'm jealous. You're literally going all over the place. You've got a date in Perth in November, then you're doing 4 dates February next year around Australia, then over to the UK and Europe in March and April.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Because it's been a while since you've done like a big old tour.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to kind of being in a space with a bunch of people singing songs and just getting to like, I'm really excited to kind of like get to be in each place and I don't know, be present in the tour and be really grateful for being back out on the road. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's so good, man. I'm very pumped to come see you live. So yeah, I'm real. I'm pumped for you overall, the new album, the new tour. Big times ahead. Love it, Stella. Thanks ever so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Luke. Thanks for having me.
Alternative Down Under.
What a lovely little chat there. That was my chat with Stella Donnelly. Few little reminders for you there. Love and Fortune, the new album, her third, comes out on the 7th of November. And some dates in Australia, 5 in fact, for you to go and get some tickets to. That's in February 2026.
2026, what's the Jeff is going on? I'm getting old. And then she'll be heading over to the UK and Europe as well throughout March and April. So yeah, get yourself involved. If you haven't heard Stella before, then hey, you've got two albums to go and listen to before that third one drops. And just enjoy, become a fan. If you're a fan of hers already, then I'm sure you're as excited as I am. But it was just so nice to hear how open and personal she's allowed herself to be on this new album. And just, yeah, some of those quotes are great. I've allowed myself to be a righteous prick. And yeah, I think it's quite nice to have that human element in. And I guess maybe that's something to do with A, becoming a songwriter, having done it for a little while longer now, and just naturally becoming a bit older. You do become a bit more self-aware, I think, and just kind of more forgiving, though, in the same sense. You kind of forgive yourself for being, all right, yeah, I am human and I'm not always perfect. And to be honest, trying to be perfect, is no one can do it, can they? So it's so nice to hear how Stella's arrived at this new record and how these tracks have come into being. So, oh, absolutely thrilled for her. And yeah, lovely chat. And of course, I had to get the mention in from Mama Scans, Mrs. Jane Scanlon. Yeah, big fan of Stella's as well. So that's quite a nice little moment. Didn't think I'd be chatting about my mum on this episode, but there we have it. Thanks once again for dropping in and having a wee listen. Always very much appreciative of that. Any of you guys that have stuck around for the whole journey, or you just drop in for the odd episode here and there, thank you ever so much. Plenty of big episodes coming up as well. I've got an episode with Dust chatting all about their album. Fucking superb, man. There's so much good music coming out at the moment. It's actually a really exciting time. Also, Wilson, that new album is coming out this week, as I mentioned earlier on. Bloom is the name of that one, and Bel Air Lip Balm's also coming on the show. So yeah, a lot going on, a busy time for All Down Under, a great time for music, and just great time to be alive, I reckon. All right, take it easy, guys. Take care, and I'll catch you real soon.